Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. I am replacing today's originally scheduled topic with one I think is of the utmost importance. Today, I want to share with you about what I believe is the biggest and best project of my life and how you can join me. I recently finished the audiobook, The Miracle Equation by Hal Elrod. In the book, Hal encourages us to choose a big goal that is in line with our values. He also encourages us to choose a goal that will make us better people, the kind of people who are able to accomplish our other goals. I was walking my neighborhood as I listened to his book. I considered a number of goals, including writing more books and getting into better shape. But the truth is, I've already accomplished similar goals. And those goals don't necessarily line up with my highest value, which is my faith in God. As I thought about my faith, my life verse came to mind. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. I continued walking as I thought, and I had an idea. What if my goal was to trust God in every area of my life? In fact, what if I focused on trusting God in a new area every month? I could write about my experience, I could podcast about it, and I could invite people to join me. It would be very similar to what I did with A Year of Living Productively and The Organized Homeschool Life. I've told you about what a rough year this has been for me already. Not really because of my friends, husbands, and my own health and other scares, but because I haven't trusted God. I've worried, I've panicked, I've cried. I've lost valuable time. My health has suffered, my happiness has suffered, and even my relationships have suffered. If I had truly trusted God, what a difference it would have made. I was on board and ready to do it. But I've learned that jumping in before having confirmation from the Lord is a bad idea. So I prayed about it as I walked and researched the idea as soon as I got home. The very first link that jumped out at me in my Google search was a video on trusting God by Chuck Swindoll. Chuck referenced Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, and outlined the blessings of trusting God as well as the curses of not doing so that I've experienced to the full this year. Chuck explained what keeps us from trusting God. Self-sufficiency. We think we can do it ourselves, but the responsibility is overwhelming. Asking friends for help. How often do we call on others to talk through problems before praying? Feeling distant from God. We think our emotions are a measure of God's power when nothing could be further from the truth. The bad habit of worrying. We tend to think we can't control our thoughts, and while initial thoughts may be reflexive, what we meditate on is completely under our control. Impatience. We think God ought to deliver on a drive-through timeline, when so often quick action could be disastrous. We doubt. We think maybe God can't, or He just won't. We prefer human counsel. We listen to experts who don't even share our faith in preference to trusting God. We manipulate and take charge of a situation without being spirit-led, and only later realize that we should have trusted God instead. We toss and turn, trying to come up with solutions, and often cling to people and things God is trying to remove from our lives for our good. All this, Chuck said to affirm that trusting God is the greatest goal I could undertake in my life. Then he said something that felt like it was just for me. He said, "Wouldn't it be a great project to think through ways that you can begin to trust God?" He suggested inviting a friend or mate to undertake the project too. I began to weep happy tears because I knew then that the trust project is my big goal for the year. I knew that I was to invite you and anyone you know who wants to grow in faith to join us. If you would like to watch Chuck's inspiring video, you can watch it at homeschoolsanity.com/trustproject. After this confirmation, I spent time thinking through all the areas of our lives that we ought to trust God with. We will take on one area each month. If you're thinking that you don't have time to do this now, know that this project isn't about what we do, but what we believe. Of course, I have a plan for us to grow in our belief, but it will take very little time. Yet I know that the time we do spend will pay off in ways that we can't even imagine now. We will be using an easy-to-remember acronym for each area we focus on: TRUST. T is for truth. We will meditate on a scripture for each area. Read a biblical account that will fortify our trust in God in that area, and we will truth journal all month. I did an episode on truth journaling that you may want to listen to. R is for remembering. We will remember how faithful God has been to us in that area of our lives, despite our worry and lack of faith. U is for understanding. God has already given us understanding and wisdom in these areas of our lives that we must trust and obey. S is for supplication. We will pray for God to meet our needs in each area, and we will ask for Him to help our unbelief. T is for thanksgiving. We will thank Him for being the loving, trustworthy God He is, and for how He has provided. But we will also thank Him for how He will provide in this area of our lives going forward. If the Lord leads, we can spend additional time reading additional books, listening to music, and watching videos that will further strengthen our faith in each area. So, will you join me? If so, text me at 44222, the phrase "trust God" with no spaces. That's 44222, the phrase "trust God." I will send the free Trust Project printables to the email address you give me. All the areas of focus, scriptures, the Bible readings, and the journaling responses are included. You can also find these free printables at homeschoolsanity.com slash Trust Project. When you opt to receive them, you'll be added to a special Trust Project list where you will receive only Trust Project updates. So if you have a Christian friend or family member who wants to join us, who is not a homeschooling parent, they can without getting unrelated email. Now, let's talk about trusting God with our health and safety, our area of focus for this month. I'll take you through the TRUST acronym with my own responses. The T in TRUST is for truth. Our scripture to meditate on this month is Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to our body and nourishment to your bones. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. When it comes to health and safety, I have been wise in my own eyes. I have feared so many things that could make me sick or kill me. But trusting God has made me healthier. Our Bible reading is from 2 Kings chapter 20. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. "Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." Then Isaiah said, "Prepare a poultice of figs." They did so and applied it to the boil, and he recovered. Hezekiah had asked Isaiah, "What will be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord on the third day from now?" Isaiah answered, "This is the Lord's sign to you, that the Lord will do what he has promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps, or shall it go back 10 steps? It is a simple matter for the shadow to go forward 10 steps, said Hezekiah. Rather, have it go back 10 steps. Then the prophet Isaiah called on the Lord, and the Lord made the shadow go back the 10 steps it had gone down on the stairway of Ahaz. Our journaling prompt question is, how does this Bible reading lead me to trust God with my health and safety? First, it makes it clear that God is in charge of my health and the length of my life. Second, it makes it clear that God will communicate with me about my health. If I am anxious, I can ask him for wisdom and reassurance. Next, what thoughts lead me to trust God? This question is designed for truth journaling all month, but I will go through some of my current anxious thoughts with you about health and safety. I'm thinking, I have to have a colonoscopy and the preparation will be horrible. My truth response, you've survived it before and millions of people do it. God will get you through it. My next thought is, I'm going to get into an accident and die unless I am watching anxiously while my husband or teen drives. My truth response? God is in control. My anxious watching cannot save me because I am not in control. R is for remembering. Our prompt is, how has God proven himself trustworthy in your past? I have been healed of a gastrointestinal disease and chronic allergies, both of which are miracles. I have been protected from accidents countless times. I am still alive and well in my 50s, despite all my worrying. U is for understanding. Our prompt is, what wisdom has God given you to believe and obey? God has shown me that I feel best when I exercise, get enough minerals, and avoid drinking soda. I have to obey that last part. S is for supplication. Our prompt is, what is your prayer in addition to more faith? I pray that I would feel relaxed about medical testing I have done and that tests would show I am in good health. I pray that I would be kept safe as I travel, no matter who is driving. T is for thanksgiving. Our prompt is, what can you thank God for now and in the future? I thank God for the good health I enjoy and for access to excellent medical care. I thank God that my immediate family and I have never had a serious car accident. I thank God that my life is in his hands and that he will care for me all my days. After going through this process yourself, you may want to read additional books that will support you in trusting God with your health, such as How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie, or Jehovah Rapha by Mary J. Nelson. You can listen to the song He Is With You by Mandisa. You may want to watch videos or movies that encourage you to trust God with your health and safety, like Miracles from Heaven. You can find links to all of these resources at homeschoolsanity.com/trustproject. I would love to have your recommendations as well. Comment on the show notes so others can see them. Throughout this month, keep meditating on Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8. Read other Bible accounts of God's healing and protection. Keep truth journaling, remembering God's faithfulness, believing and obeying the wisdom he's already given you, and praying and thanking him. Thank you for joining me in trusting God with our health and safety. God bless your week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.